This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Powell's City of Books in downtown Portland, Oregon, has on its shelves about a million new and used titles. But there is one book that almost nobody, including the store's staff, is allowed to see. It's locked away in an undisclosed location, and the independent bookseller only brings it out for the most serious potential buyers. Oregon Public Broadcasting's John Rossman got a peek, though, at Powell's most expensive book.
It's not too hard to find what you need inside of Powell's City of Books. That's saying something about a store that engulfs a city block. You just learn to rely on the staff. But when I asked three different employees for the location of the store's most expensive book, I got three different answers.
Well, you know, we're not just going to draw you a map and say to somebody here, if you want it, come and get it.
Michael Powell is the former president of the family-owned store and man behind that book's purchase. In a room located in a place I'm not allowed to talk about, he carefully takes out two weathered volumes from bubble wrap. It's the 1814 Lewis and Clark Journal, published 8 years after the explorer's return. It costs $350,000.
This version is extremely rare, apart from being in really fine shape. Has the map, which I will not unfold.
He says one tear in that map could potentially cut the price in half. It's not a risk he's willing to take on a journalist. The value of this rare book means hardly any customers or employees will ever see it. But its presence is still significant to the store.
People are always asking us what's our rarest book. And so it's fun to say it's an edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals as opposed to, say, a 15th century German religious tract or something.
There are two big factors contributing to the steep price tag. The first, that map Powell mentioned, Captain Clark's map of the West. What makes the Powell's copy so expensive is not only that it includes this map and the original covering, but that it's in terrific condition.
The journals themselves with the map is just a very rare historical document.
John Logan Allen is a Lewis and Clark scholar and author based in Wyoming. He says initially about 1,500 sets were sold.
Most of them were probably destroyed, so there simply aren't many existing copies.
But is it $350,000 rare?
Frankly, I'm surprised that Powell has put this kind of price tag on it. I'm just not certain it's worth the money.
But you never know what it might be worth to a devoted Lewis and Clark collector. And they're out there, people like Roger Wenlick, who once spent years seeking Lewis and Clark printed materials.
I was insane. I was addicted. It was a passion beyond control.
For a blue-collar construction worker from Portland, that became a problem.
I had 11 credit cards at that time, and they were all maxed. I had refinanced my house twice.
Wenlick bought a copy of the 1814 Journal, like the one at Powell's, on a handshake. He paid for it in monthly installments. Eventually, he parted with it and the rest of his collection in a deal with Lewis and Clark College as part of a half-sell, half-donation. He estimates that book is now worth around $200,000. Michael Powell may have set a high price for his copy because he isn't really angling to sell. After all, they're part of Oregon history. But business is business. And Powell says the set is very much for sale.
Somebody said, wouldn't you feel bad? And I said, well, that price would heal a lot of wounds.
Powell wraps up the journal and locks it back in the safe where it'll sit until a buyer comes to the secret room. And if that buyer is serious enough, he might even unfold the map. In Portland, I'm John Rossman for Marketplace.